1490 AM KOVC, the voice of the Valley, and newsdakota.com. And joining us again this week is the head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin football, Nathan Hoots. Coach, week two matchup against Lisbon. You guys suffer your second loss of the season, 46-24. Lisbon, you knew, had some experience on the line, some size, and a good running game, and I think they showcased that against you guys Friday night.
Yeah, they certainly did. From the opening kickoff, they took the first drive down, right down our throats, and punched it in on the one yard line and after what we thought was maybe a fumble recovery, but unfortunately it didn't go our way, and then they punched it in, and you know, that was the story pretty much the whole game. We couldn't get off the field defensively. They ran the ball really, really effectively, whether it was their dive, their lead, or their counter. They did pretty much whatever they wanted for the most part all game long.
Well, Lisbon scores first in the game. You guys come back. You take a lead. Lisbon kind of rattled off a bunch of points. You fall behind 38-8 late in the second half of that game, and the team kept fighting. They pulled within 12 points. I'm sure as a coach, that's definitely a silver lining to take away from that game.
Yeah, silver lining is a good way to explain it. When the guys were jogging off the field after they just put in another score to go up 30 in the fourth quarter, you know, it was kind of it was gut check time. Do we want to end up losing by 50 in this game, or do we want to put something together, build a little momentum going into the next week of practice and the next week's game? And the guys responded well to that, and we got a couple things moving offensively. Started moving the ball through the air a little bit more effectively than we had in the first three quarters, and our guys just chose not to give up. We were dealt a difficult blow early in the game with one of our leaders going down with an injury for the rest of the year, and it was something that affected us emotionally for a couple quarters, and then I think we were able to just get over it in the fourth quarter and just, you know what, these are the guys we have for the rest of the game. Let's move forward and see what we can do, and positive things happened for the last about 11 minutes.
Talking about those injuries, is you had to have some guys step up a little bit, and I know Grady Carr just had a good second half for you. Cam Yantis got into the mix. So what have you seen from those two young men over the course of the season so far coming into that game?
Well, starting with Cam, he hasn't played hardly at all. He played briefly as a sophomore, but his football knowledge was starting at square one. He was a piece of clay that we were able to mold. He is an athletic specimen. Getting him out in the open field is fun to watch. But, you know, we had to teach him a lot of the basics, and we're just hoping if he can just get a grasp of some of that stuff, just getting him the ball in the open field is going to be key for us. So seeing him open in the open field is fun, and we're hoping that we can continue to get him the ball in space this week. Now, Grady Cargis is one of the smartest kids that I've coached. We've shuffled him around. He played fullback and running back as a freshman. He played quarterback for our JV last year, and then we moved him this year to a kind of a hybrid H-back running back spot, and he knows the offense like the back of his hand. He is able to tell guys in the huddle if they got a question where they're supposed to be. He knows every position that we could possibly want him to. So having a guy like that in our huddle is extremely important to us. And moving him around, getting him some carries last week, as well as getting him the ball through the air, has been something that we've been hoping to do. And going forward, we're going to need him to become more of a playmaker for us, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do.
Defensively for you guys, Ty Combs seemed to be a guy who seemed to be in the mix a lot defensively. What was he doing well last week?
He did a nice job for us. You get a lot of big bodies on you when you're an inside backer against Lisbon's running game. And he did a pretty good job of getting rid of those guys and blowing guys up. And between him and Grady, they did a nice job of containing their run game. I don't want to say anybody stood out defensively when you give up 46 points, but you know, there could have been a lot more big plays had they not played well throughout that game.
You get an opportunity to play at home for the first time this season. You'll have a game at Enderlin. How much more comforting, you know, especially with an 0-2 start, is it to be back in some familiar territory?
Our guys are really excited to finally, not finally, because it's only been two games, but to get our first home game. We're excited for that. The idea that we're playing our first home game and Northern Cass is playing their first road game hopefully gives us some bit of an advantage, at least to begin. You know, it'll be nice to have the crowd more on our side than it has been the first 2 weeks, so that'll be a positive. And our guys, you know, we're comfortable there. We get to practice there a couple times at least before the first game that's there. So we have a little bit of a comfort level, and the combination of the baseball field and football field is interesting and sometimes can be a little bit different for other teams if they haven't played there in a couple of years. So we're hoping that those things lead to giving us a slight advantage on Friday.
You've had a few days of practice into getting ready for your next game against Northern Cass, and you've been able now to adjust for some of those injuries that you faced last week, and guys will maybe know a little bit more where they're expected to be in this game. And Northern Cass is a team that looks very similar to Lisbon in terms of the blockers and maybe some of the returning skilled players. Has it made practice this week maybe a little bit, I don't want to say easy because you never want easy practice, but maybe a little bit better to focus on knowing what you need to do this coming Friday?
Sure. I think the results of the first two games have certainly told us what we need to work on, and that's stopping the run. And if we do not stop the run against Northern Cass, it'll be a really long evening. And we're hoping that a good week of practice can lead to positive results when it comes to stopping the run, because that's something that's got to get taken care of here. And it's not just going to be this week. It's going to be every week moving forward in this region.
We're going to talk with Nathan Hoots, head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin football. They'll be playing against Northern Cass in Enderlin this Friday night. Coach, thanks as always, and good luck here on Friday.
Thank you.